The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed in a social media post that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. Mr. Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Bhubaneswar a short while ago on a four-day visit to Odisha. The President was welcomed by Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. The President is visiting her home state to witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Keir Starmer and congratulated him on being elected as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, both sides remain committed to deepening the comprehensive strategic partnership and robust India-UK economic ties for the progress and prosperity of people of both countries and global good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Masood Pezeshkian on his election as the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Pezeshkian to further strengthen the warm and long-standing bilateral relationship for the benefit of people of India and Iran and the region. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar spoke to UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said both sides reaffirmed the commitment to enhance the comprehensive strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister said he's looking forward to an early in-person meeting with Mr. Lammy. The Health Ministry has clarified that the report of the NEET-UG counselling being deferred are incorrect. It said the date for counselling has not been notified yet. The clarification came amid media reports regarding deferment of NEET-UG counselling. The government will set up multi-purpose primary agricultural credit societies, PACS, in around 2 lakh gram panchayats in the next 5 years. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced this today. He was addressing the Sahakar Se Samriddhi program at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of 102nd International Day of Cooperation. Mr. Shah also launched the Gujarat government's special assistance scheme for farmers on the purchase of nano urea. During the event, he also inaugurated virtually Amul's first organic store in Delhi and Bharat Organic Atta produced by the National Cooperative Organics Limited. He appealed to people to buy products from the two brands. In Manipur, the 75th State Level 1 Mahotsav was celebrated today at Lamdeng Makha Leikai in Imphal West District. The State Forest and Environment Minister Thongam Biswajit Singh led the tree plantation drive in which around 2,000 seedlings were planted. The celebration was held under the theme Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam Pe, and the participants, including many students along with their mother, took pledge under LIFE, that is Lifestyle for Environment. In China, 5 people have been killed and 88 other injured after tornadoes struck the Hezi city in Shandong province. The local authorities said the tornadoes hit the Dongming County and the Zhuansheng County. It said a total of 2,820 houses, 4,060 hectares of crops and 48 power supply lines were damaged in the disaster. Indian shuttler Priyanshu Rajawat knocked out world number 4 Anders Antonsen in the quarter-final of the Canada Open to advance to the semi-finals. Rajawat outclassed Antonsen 21-11, 17-21, 21-19 in a competitive 1 hour and 19 minute quarter-final last night. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light and moderate rainfall over northwest, central, east and northeast India during the next 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.